And also going from new music from the Rubber Soles to you won't mind me saying you've been knocking around for years and years, Woody Woodmanson. Thank you very much for coming into the studio this evening. Up in Birmingham at the moment because you're performing. People will remember you from times gone by. The Spiders from Mars, legendary band. Disform. We were just talking about how long ago it was that you all fell apart. But coming back together,
it was years.
That many, I tell you. But coming back together on the quiet, not doing a lot of publicity about it. So is this a bit of a sneak preview for us perhaps on the show tonight?
It is. We're only doing I think it's 10 gigs. Uh-huh. We're finishing off in London on the 5th of May. We did a memorial concert for Mick Ronson, the guitarist, a couple of years ago. We had, I mean, it was a sad night, but it was also fun.
In a funny sort of way.
Yeah, it was. And the guitarist that we used, Billy Rankin, said, God, it'd be great to go out on the road, and we all felt the same. And then this agent said, well, I'll book you some gigs. So he said, yeah, go for it.
So in a really nice way, losing Mick has kind of brought the band back together in some ways, and perhaps started to kick you off again.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we were gonna get together with Mick just before he got ill. But unfortunately that never happened.
So now here you are, you're on the road again, but let's go back a little while, because maybe people who don't remember the Spiders from Mars, if they weren't anoraks at the time and really into you, then certainly they'll remember you as the band behind Bowie. That's fair comment. Are you the people who made David Bowie what he is today?
Of course.
Tell us a bit about that time. Tell us how that all came about.
That really started two bands in Yorkshire at that time, one called the Rats, another band called the Roadrunners, that were rhythm and blues and the early hard rock stuff. And I replaced the drummer in the Rats. I was in the Roadrunners. I replaced the drummer, and he came down to London, and Bowie was like an acoustic folk singer at that time, with the curly hair. I think he'd just done Space Oddity, and looking for a rock band to back him. And he was trying out a few different bands and lineups and that. This drummer was one of them. And I think the rest of the band didn't work out, the guitarist and the bass player. He said, oh, I know this guitarist in Hull called Mick Ronson in the Rats.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. So Mick went down, and then he called me up a few weeks later. He said, I'm going to kick this drummer out again. Do you want to come down? So I said, yeah, why not?
Brilliant.
So we all moved down and lived in one big sort of Georgian house with Bowie, and just rehearsed and played all day. And
so you were living and breathing the music then, weren't you, really?
Yeah, we were. That's really all we did then.
Did you all get on then?
Yeah, we did.
And
what
was Bowie like? Was he kind of, did you think immediately before all the hype and before he became really big, did you kind of think, yeah, this is someone who's a bit special?
Yeah, I suppose with coming from the middle of Yorkshire, the agricultural belt, as it were, you hadn't really seen many guys walking about in dresses, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
And so that was the first, oh God, you know, what
did
is
you
this?
Kind of, did you kind of settle into that fairly easily then? Because you've still got that northern twang
really
about you, haven't you?
It just all
fell into place for you, didn't it?
No, I mean, I think because the backing band, the Spiders, had played together before.
Yeah.
We had our own way of approaching things and learning numbers, and, you know, sometimes he would come in with an acoustic guitar in the studio and he'd just strum this, he'd go, I've just written this and it'd be dandy, and what do you think? He'd go, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's change it, you know, let's change it around a bit.
Yeah,
together
and you'd say you'd heavy it up a bit, and then you'd have, you know.
And what was it like in those days? Because now we hear about so many of these bands who become incredibly successful, and they're so tied up in contracts and they're so tightly looked after, and they've got people kind of from the record company on them all the time when they seem to, you know, even when they seem to be sleeping, you know. I mean, a really difficult time, and everything kind of packaged and produced. Was that how it was, or was this real kind of free time for you?
It was, there was a lot of free time. I mean, when we did America the first time, we did about 4 months touring, but we only did about 12 gigs, so we had a lot of time off. And everything was done on inspiration, you know. It was like, oh, let's, and then the next day you'd do it. So there wasn't a lot of planning. It was just as it comes, you know.
And that, I guess, without putting words into your mouth, that kind of whole atmosphere actually builds the music, doesn't it? And that's what creates the whole thing around it.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing's created as you go along, rather than planning it out, oh, we're going to do this and then that, you know.
There's a parallel there with this show, but we won't go into it now. tell us a bit about when it all really took off, you know, because you were there, you're living in one house together. When did it suddenly boom and you thought, we're really going to be doing things here. This is it. This is the big time for us.
It was probably when you looked out your bedroom window in the morning and it was full of schoolgirls. The garden was full of schoolgirls that were supposed to be at school. Yeah. You know?
Best times of your life, weren't it?
Of course. But we used to bring them in and give them breakfast and say, now you better go to school, you know, because you don't want to grow up thick.
Yeah, make sure you do your homework tonight and all that business. Yeah, I'm sure you did. What was that like at home, you know, going back home then? Because, you know, you're a Yorkshireman, you've gone down south, you've made your name, you've made your money, you're having a great time. How did, you know, everyone that knew you back in your local pub, what did they think about it all?
Well, it was funny because we didn't make, you know, it was a bit before we made any money.
Yeah.
You know, so once you've been on television, you're like a millionaire to where we came from. So you go in the pub and it would be like, okay, it's your round of the whole pub, you know, and you go, wait a minute, I've only got a fiver in my pocket. And they go, well, it's really tight since he made it, you know, and you go, no, honest, I've only got a fiver.
Did you find that? Did you find that people kind of envied your success? Yeah.
Yeah, some did. Yeah. Some, you know. You can tell your friends out there.
Yeah, absolutely right. So you got through, you had a good time, had the best times of your life, had schoolgirls at the bottom of your garden, and lived.
Sounds good, that,
doesn't it? Live to tell the tale as well. You can't be doing bad. What's the secret to your success?
Just pure talent, I think. No.
And it's the modesty that goes with it.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
You're still enjoying it after all this time as well.
It's that. It's having fun and doing a good job and entertaining. And
Are you going to be taking this seriously? You know, is it just a nice little bit of fun to come back together? Yeah?
It's fun. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's why we did it. I suppose even though the American tours in Japan and all that was fun, it was still, you knew it was business and it was, you had to make it, and the record company was there, and, you know, whereas now it's, we can just go out and do the numbers and it's fun.
Yeah,
you know?
you've come down a day early to talk to us, and I really appreciate that. We've got to move because we've got to play Ziggy Stardust. We couldn't not do it, could we? We just couldn't do it, frankly.
Can I just read out where we're playing?
I want you to. That was exactly what I was going to nudge you into action for. Yeah,
I thought it was.
How many of these interviews have you done again?
Where is it? What's the date today? No, Friday, the Limelight Club. That's in Crewe.
Right.
Saturday is O'Neill's in Birmingham.
Which is local, yeah.
And Sunday is the Robin Hood in Dudley.
Yeah, okay, local one as well. So
good fun gigs. It'll be a good night.
As well. And brilliant. And is it going to be kind of new stuff or is it nostalgia, or which way around are you going?
It's a bit of both. We've kept some of the hits in as they were done.
Mm.
And the singer we've got and the keyboard player are both from Birmingham.
Uh-huh.
And the singer, I can't tell the difference between him and
Bowie. Can you not?
I cannot.
What about offstage? What about backstage? You see? Oh, I'll tell you what. You can tell me that while we're playing the record. There we go. Thank you ever so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Cheers.
Oh, this is you.